بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: التائب حبيب الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Dear respected elders, brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, once again, we express our thanks and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many wonderful, blessed ni'mats and favors that He has given us and He continues to give us, from the food that we eat, to the water that we drink, to the shelter above our heads, to the means of transportation that we utilize, to the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. All these are great ni'mats and favors from His side upon us, for which we need to continue thanking Him. Of course, the greatest and the most virtuous and the best of all these ni'mats and favors from His side upon us is this iman that He has given us, the tawfiq to believe in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And of course, a very important ni'mat, my dear brothers, that we have to acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us from His side was that He allowed us through His blessings and mercy to witness the blessed month of Ramadan. We find that a few months ago we were speaking about the coming of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is coming, the month of Rajab is here, then the month of Sha'ban came. We started reading the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Then we find the month of Ramadan commenced, we started fasting, and before we knew it, the month is over. And those of us that took advantage of the month, those of us that appreciated the month, of course, we saw the benefit. And we find that this was a really, truly, my dear brothers, a great ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Because if you have to imagine for a moment that in the life of a mu'min, a believer, there was no month of Ramadan, then we all know what type of lives we lead. We are normally busy in our day-to-day activity. Some of us are in school, some of us are at the workplace, in offices, some of us are in factories, etc. And sometimes we tend to forget our true objective on this earth. We tend to lose focus of why we have been created. We tend to lose focus of the actual creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the month of Ramadan came along, and it was a month in which we were reminded to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it compulsory upon us to fast in this month. We went through a rigorous spiritual exercise of abstaining from halal, that which is normally halal outside the month of Ramadan, the food and drink and having relationship with our wife. And then of course we had to perform extra ibadah during the night, Taraweeh Salah, 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah and even more. Then we had to ensure that we build up a strong link with the Quran, increase our recitation of the Quran. And then we know the last 10 nights of Ramadan came, in which we were supposed to look for the great night of Qadr, night of power, Laylatul Qadr. So we went through this entire month of Ramadan, and this was truly a ni'mat, a favor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that it allowed us to shift our focus from our day-to-day, daily activities, and be reminded of our objective in this world, be reminded of the next life, be reminded of our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it allowed us to spiritually grow and develop ourselves. And hopefully, it allowed us to get ourselves to a certain level or on a spiritual high. We find, my dear brothers, the question is that once the end of this month of Ramadan has come upon us, how do we maintain how do we carry on, or how are we consistent upon the spiritual level that we have brought about in our lives, we find that any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even any manufactured thing which man has created, we find that in order for it to live out its complete lifespan, or its expected lifespan, it needs maintenance, it needs looking after, it needs a type of service, etc. If you have to look at the human body, a human being has to consume food, he has to eat and drink from time to time. If he gets sick or ill, he has to go to the doctor and he has to take medication. He has to from time to time detoxify himself, perhaps from the toxins that have developed in his body. And in the same way, if we take an example of the car, we find that if we purchase a car, then of course on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, we have to purchase petrol, full petrol in that car in order for that car to move. And on a yearly basis or whatever interval, you find that we have to service that car of ours in order for it to run smoothly. Now in the same way, our souls, the soul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, our ruh, it also needs a type of service on a regular basis. It needs maintenance in order for it to stay afloat, or in order for it not to spiritually die, and in order for it not to forget its objective in this world. And we find perhaps the month of Ramadan was a type of service or maintenance that we say, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us through, in order for us to once again bring about that nur in our hearts, and bring ourselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can try and make an effort to become obedient slaves to Him. And we find, my dear brothers, that after the month of Ramadan, once this month of Ramadan has come to an end, how do we maintain that spirituality? How do we keep ourselves on a certain level? And how should we be constant upon this closeness that we have gained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First of all, my dear brothers, it requires courage, it requires himmat from our side, it requires the will, and it requires the fikr and the worry that we should want to be obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should not be such that we only want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, and consciously, we have it consciously in our mind that no, the month of Ramadan is over now, I don't have to worry about being pious, I don't have to worry about my salah, I don't have to worry about staying away from the wrong things and looking at the wrong things. No, no. As mu'mineen, as believers, it should be something conscious within us, and it should be a fikr of ours, a worry of ours, that I want to be, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to develop myself spiritually on an ongoing basis, not only in the month of Ramadan. And I want to be an obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that we have to have in mind, the willpower to change, or the willpower to be good Muslims. Then only will we be able to actually keep ourselves on that spiritual high. And we find, my dear brothers, that perhaps a very important factor that is missing in our lives and the lives of our fellow Muslim brothers is that consistency on our deen, that steadfastness on our deen, that constancy on our deen. Many a times we find that we will go through a phase wherein perhaps we will become pious for a while, we will start performing our salah, or perhaps we find that our iman will come into josh, perhaps because of something that occurred, maybe someone drew a cartoon of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, na'udhu billah, then that is the time where we will display our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should do so. And that is the time where we will want to be defenders of the faith, etc. But what about all the other actions of our deen? What about us being consistent on all our responsibilities of this deen, in terms of, for example, our 5 daily salah? That is something which is compulsory upon us throughout the year, not only in the month of Ramadan. And we find that this istiqamat, or the steadfastness, is something which is supposed to be an integral part of the life of a believer. A person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him, he said, O Nabi of Allah, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قُولًا لَا أَسَلُ عَنْ وَحَدًا غَيْرَكَ. Tell me something, or give me a piece of advice, that once I hear this piece of advice, I don't have to ask anyone else to interpret it for me, or I don't have to ask anyone else for an explanation. This advice will suffice for me. So Nabi Sallam said to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, that say you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ, then you be steadfast on the statement of yours. Then you live up to that statement that you have said, that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that once you have brought iman, we have to live up to all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to live up to all the demands that come with that iman. We have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow all His commands, and we have to fulfill all your dini responsibilities, and we have to abstain and stay away from all those things which are prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for you to be a complete mu'min. So you have to actually bring about istiqamat or steadfastness in your life, that you are consistent on this spiritual development that you have brought about in your life, that you at least make an effort to keep it within you, and you not allow it to fade away as the days go past after the month of Ramadan. In a hadith, Nabi Kareem Sam has mentioned that أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. That what is the most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the most beloved of the types of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adwamuha, are those upon which a person is constant. A person develops some type of good habit in his life. A person brings about a change in his life, perhaps in the month of Ramadan, even though it might be a little change. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that change as long as a person is steadfast on that change. As long as a person is steadfast upon those good habits and those good actions that he has brought about in his life in the month of Ramadan. So my dear brothers, quantity is actually not the goal, that we read so many rakats of Nawafil Salah in the month of Ramadan, we stay away from all the wrong things, but after the month of Ramadan we fall and we go back to our old bad habits. But rather, even the slight or little development or change that we have brought in the month of Ramadan, even though if it might be a little, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love that change as long as we remain constant on it, and as long as we make an effort to be consistent on it. And we find, my dear brothers, that what does steadfastness and what does consistency and constancy upon deen mean? It does not mean that a person will be perfect in his deen. It does not mean that a person will not fall down from time to time. It does not mean that a person will be like one of the malaika. No, no, no. What it means is that when a person, perhaps in terms of his deen, in terms of his religion, in terms of his amal, if a person has to fall, then he picks himself up and he carries on. He does not allow himself to stay in that state, in that rotten state or that rut of his, but rather he picks himself up and he mends that relationship once again with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Nabi Kareem sallam in a hadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of course in the Quran, has mentioned the importance of tawbah, the importance of repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallam has said that kullu bani adama khata'un, every single son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, except the anbiya of course, except the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them are sinners. All of them commit mistakes and commit sins from time to time, but وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ, but the best of those that commit sins are those that make tawbah for those sins, are those that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to repent, to forgive those sins, those that repent for those sins, because they realize that they have made a mistake, and they do not stay in that evil state of theirs, they do not stay or they do not keep those bad habits of theirs, but rather they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them for those sins, and they restore their relationship and their ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what it means, my dear brothers, to be constant and consistent on deen. And if you have to fall, if you have to accidentally commit some mistake or sin, or if we have to, because of our laziness or because of our ghaflat and indifference, we have to forego some of our deeni responsibilities, then we have to acknowledge our wrongdoing. We have to realize that we have wronged ourselves and we have committed a transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make an effort to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And we make an effort to once again wake up and carry on along this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are very important things to keep in mind. That is why in a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. A person commits a sin, a person commits a guna, but if he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely for that sin, then we find it is as if there is no sin on his head. A ta'ibu min al-dhammi kamal la dhambala. That person that makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like one who has actually no sins. It's actually no sins. And according to another hadith, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes actually also converts those evil deeds to good deeds out of his grace. So this is a very important thing to keep in mind, my dear brothers, that in us making an effort to be steadfast upon this deen, especially after we have developed some spiritual, or we have developed ourselves spiritually, then if we have to happen to fall down, if we have to happen to slip up, then we should not lose hope, but rather we should immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should immediately ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and restore and mend that relationship with Him. And we find, my dear brother, in this way we should, with our broken effort, we strive and we carry on until we reach the level where we are constant upon this deen. Until we reach that level where we have brought ourselves up, that we now, it is easy for us to abstain from sin. It is easy for us to fulfill all our dini responsibilities. We find that we are inclined now towards the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are inclined towards good actions and nawafil. So in this way we find that we will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, as I mentioned in the beginning, it requires the willpower to do so. And it requires a lot of himmat and courage. And of course, this is something which is not impossible. We have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He assists us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us a responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not tell us to do something that we are not able to do. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be obedient slaves to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be constant upon this deen. And if it was an impossible task, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have given us this command. So we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us in our endeavor. And we find, my dear brothers, that what will perhaps assist us in us developing this istiqamah, the steadfastness in our lives, there are a few things. Of course, it goes without saying that we have to be regular with our 5 daily salah. We have to be regular with our 5 daily salah. As I mentioned, that I gave an example of the car, that in order for a car to move on the road, a car has to stop at a garage, fill up petrol from time to time, go to the mechanic if need be. So in the same way, also our ruh and our souls need the spiritual nourishment on a daily basis. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that we have to come to the masjid, we have to perform our 5 daily salah in His house, and in this way we will obtain, or we will get the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order for us to carry on in this life of ours. And in different hadiths, Nabi Kareem s.a.w. has mentioned the importance of the 5 daily salah. One hadith, Nabi Kareem s.a.w. mentions, مَثَلُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ, the example of the 5 daily salah, كَمَثَلِ نَهْرٍ جَارٍ غَمْرٍ عَلَى بَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ يَغْتَسِلُ مِنْهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ 5 مَرَّاتٍ. The example of the 5 daily salah is the example of a deep river or brook that flows in front of a person's house. And 5 times a day a person goes and he bathes in that river and he washes himself in that river. Is there a possibility of any dirt remaining on him? No. Impossible that there will be any dirt remaining on this person. So if a person has to perform his 5 daily salah, how he's supposed to perform it, fulfilling all its haq, fulfilling all its arkan, etc., all its postures properly with the correct concentration, then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clear him of gunas and sins. And in another hadith, Nabi has mentioned that as-salawatul khams, the 5 daily salah, wal jum'atu ila al-jum'ah, from one jum'ah to the next jum'ah, from one salah to the next salah, from one jum'ah to the next jum'ah, wal umratu ila al-umrah, from one umrah that a person performs to another umrah, wa ramadan ila ramadan, from one ramadan to the next ramadan, kaffaratun lima baynahun. We find that if a person has to carry out these acts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform his 5 daily salah, come for Jummah every Friday and perform the Salatul Jummah how he's supposed to perform it, a person carries himself or behaves in the month of Ramadan how he's supposed to behave, then we find the period in between the 2 Ramadans, or the period in between that 5 daily salah, all his gunas will be forgiven. All his sins and gunas will be forgiven out of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he has to perform these ibadat properly, fulfilling its haq, either jtunibatil kabair, as long as a person abstains and he stays away from major sins. So my dear brothers, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the importance of us performing our 5 daily salah. Then secondly, my dear brothers, what will assist us in developing steadfastness and consistency in our lives in terms of our spirituality is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis, to make it part of our lives. One is of course the physical dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongue, to set some time aside in the day to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, as many times as we can. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, Allah. Then istighfar, seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the different types of azkar that we can perform. Of course, there are many other azkar we can refer to our ulama who will advise us accordingly. So one is the physical dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should recite on a daily basis. And then we find that we have to have that mental remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have to realize and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. What was actually the maqsad of us fasting in the month of Ramadan? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Or you who believe fasting has been prescribed for you, this as it was prescribed upon the ummahs before you, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you can develop taqwa in your hearts. You can be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So this is the other type of dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me all the time. I cannot do anything that transgresses His commands. I cannot do anything that will make Him unhappy. Thirdly, we find, my dear brothers, that what will assist us to be consistent and upon our deen, of course, is the link with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The recitation, the tilawat of the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, we know the month of Ramadan was a month in which we increased in that. We listened to the Quran in the Taraweeh Salah. We made khatams of the Quran. And besides that also, besides the recitation of the Quran, the actual recitation of the Quran, we built up a link with the Quran in terms of us making an effort to learn about the message of the Quran. Perhaps we should refer to our ulama and try to learn about the meaning of the Quran. With the guidance of our ulama, our local ulama, perhaps we can pick up translations of the Quran and look at the messages and look at the lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in terms of the prophets that came, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran is filled with all these lessons which are for us and no one else. The Quran has come not for the kuffar, not for the non-Muslims, not for the other people. The Quran is for us. If we are not going to pick it up and learn from it, then who else is going to do so? And we will be the only ones to benefit. So my dear brothers, building up a strong link with the Quran in terms of its recitation, in terms of pondering over its message and lessons, etc. And lastly, my dear brothers, we find a very important aspect that will assist us in us getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in us preserving our spirituality and in us maintaining our consistency upon deen. This is something which is extremely important, and that is the company of the pious, the company of the Ahlullah, the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that will remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find, I just mentioned an incident and then I will conclude. We find that one murid came to his sheikh and he told his sheikh that, "Oh sheikh, I'm with you for so many years now. Tomorrow is the last day I'm leaving this khanqa and I'm going away from here." So the sheikh wants to know from him, "What's the reason? Why all of a sudden now you spend so much time here with me? You sat in my programs, you benefited from me, etc." So he said to the sheikh that, "Oh sheikh, for all these years that I am here, not once did I see you performing one karamat. I never ever saw you flying in the air. I never ever saw you walking on water. I never ever saw you perhaps doing some magic trick or whatever." So the sheikh said to him, "Tell me, that's true. You never saw me doing any miracle. But in all these years that you are in my company, did you ever see me breaking any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did you ever see me doing anything against this, contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" So this person said no. So the sheikh said to him, "Then what bigger miracle you want than that? What bigger miracle is there than us being constant upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adopting and trying to, or making an effort to bring about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi in every part of our life?" That is why there is a saying in Arabic that al-istiqama fawqa alfi karama. Al-istiqama fawqa alfi karama. That being steadfast upon the deen, steadfastness is actually greater than a person performing 1,000 miracles. A person can perform a miracle supernatural feat, he performs it one time, finish, khalas, the story is over. But if a person brings about constancy upon deen in his life, a person develops deen, a person is pious, a person brings about a consistent link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is when a person will actually see the good result of it in this dunya and the akhirat. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.